You know, it seems like it's easier than ever to travel these days. Or is it? Well, that's a question we have for our next guest. This is a Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nadeau. And in the studio with us is Glenn Schmidt. He is a travel writer, teacher, guide, and storyteller, and the author of a new book. It's called Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. Do you need travel advice, or do you have some tips to share? Give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. But before we get to Glenn, we're going to keep you on the edge of your seat. This is Fall Member Drive here at Wisconsin Public Radio. And like I said, I'm Jill Nadeau. And Lee Rayburn, who is usually our technical director slash host slash, you know, Renaissance man, is here with us. And we're here to tell you that WPR is basically powered by listeners like you. You tune in because there's always something interesting to listen to. And we want to thank you for that support, because listeners provide the largest share of funding for WPR programs. When you give at WPR.com.org, good Lord, what's going on with me today? 888-202-2552. You make this program and everything else you hear on WPR possible.
Larry Mueller listeners, it's time to step up to the plate.
That's
because
right.
We've got a goal this hour of getting 35 people to join us in their support of what we get to share with you every day. And this goal is important. It helps us set up what we need for the news coverage and conversations that you tune in for every day.
That's right, and we'll meet this goal just one gift at a time. So join now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. Now, and we do get some funding from the federal government and from the state, but it's really you. It's the voluntary listener contributions that make up the lion's share of funding for WPR.
And that means that your support is vital to keep WPR on the air. I mean, that's that simple. And now that you know how important you are, please make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And for a gift of $12 a month or more, we have a set of two WPR notebooks available for you. And may I just say, we go through notebooks in this place like, well, like
nope,
paper.
Like paper.
These are small online journals just for you. One's orange, one's green, and whether it's on the go or at home, just jotting down notes or making some lists, ask for your set of WPR notebooks when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is important because it provides an unbiased report of news, information. It's a one-stop shopping center for information and learning, as far as I'm concerned. I do not listen to commercial radio anymore. I have no time for it. I don't like to be shouted at. I like to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I appreciate all of that because that makes that listening so much more enjoyable.
Please give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is the Fall Member Drive, even though it doesn't feel like it out there. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Lee Rayburn. Listener support, of course, is the biggest source of funding for WPR. That's why your gift of $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month, whatever amount that you choose, you know, it really has an important impact for us.
Zip, zoom, zang.
Thank you.
It takes to get signed up and contribute now. That's how fast it is. We know you value your time, so the zip, zang, zoom, that's all you got to do. And giving is that easy. It takes less than a few minutes. So tell us your name, your contact info, and how much you want to give and how you'd like to pay.
How much coffee did you have today, Lee?
All of it.
Okay, that's what I thought. It's quick and easy to do, and your gift right now, it really helps. So take the next few minutes to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget about those set of WPR notebooks. They are one-of-a-kind, attractive letterpress online journals with a WPR theme on each cover. Handy companion when you need to jot down a note or make a list. List makers, take note when you give $12 a month or more right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're not, become a sustaining member.
Yes.
It's really easy to set up. It's convenient, ongoing, It's monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Trisha and Nina says, there is not a day that goes by that I don't say, guess what I heard on WPR? Me too, Trisha.
I do the same thing. And with your gift now, and it's really powerful, and it really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Thank you so much. And Glenn, thank you so much for coming in today. As we said earlier, Glenn Schmidt is here, and he's got a new book out, and it's called Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. So tell me, Glenn, why do you love to travel?
Jill, can I first say that I have been a longtime supporter of WPR, and I encourage that people out there join us. And Lee, can I get some of that coffee that's been working for you?
Well, thank you for that, Glenn. We really appreciate that.
I think I'm kind of a proselytizer for travel. I think it's really good for people to get out, see how other people live, see that everything that we do, there might be another answer for how we do things. And getting to know people from the rest of the world, just to me, it brings the rest of the world closer together. So yeah. I highly recommend it.
And then you call yourself not only a traveler, but a border collie. Do you want to explain that?
Well, yeah, that's the first part of the book. I call myself a dog. That doesn't seem right because I am a cat person. But from an early age, I kind of have known what I am. I became a teacher. And that kind of says it all. I organize people, and then I became a union leader. And what do you do there?
Well,
you're
organizing
people. But I knew that at a very young age. I remember I was about 10 or 11 years old, and we got onto a softball team. We're kind of an expansion team in La Crosse, where I grew up. And we did very poorly. We were like 0-22 the first year.
Oh, that's hard.
And so I did what I was really good at, and that is I went out and recruited people for the team. I not only recruited people, but I recruited basically an all-star team to the point where I no longer had a position on the team. And at that point, something bad happened. The Park and Rec hired a coach. And I thought, well, wait a minute. This is my team. You know, I'm a 10-year-old boy. This is my team. And he put me on a leash. So that's kind of what I mean by, you know, I've always known that I'm a border collie. And I go out, organize people. And when I'm on trips, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's not only that, but it's a leader, too, obviously. And you kind of need a leader when you're traveling with a group, don't you?
Yeah, you do. I spent a lot of time in the teachers union representing WEAC and NEA in the state level, but also nationally and internationally.
So you got to do a lot of traveling when you were representing those unions.
Yeah, teaching seems like an unlikely type of profession where you get to do some traveling. But if you're working with the teachers union, there's a lot of things going on out there.
Now, I kind of tease this segment here with a question. Is there a difference between a traveler and a tourist? Tell me what you think.
My view of that is the answer is yes. And it's all travel, so it's all good travel.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of travel, the first thing I do is picture myself sitting at a sidewalk cafe, probably in someplace like Berlin or Paris or London or someplace. And I will look around me and I'll see a tour group go by. And there'll be, somebody holding up a checkered flag and people kind of panting along behind them and seeing what it is that the tour guide wants them to see. Not necessarily what they want to see, but I think, well, that feels a little bit like travel prison to me. I do have this discussion, too, with friends of mine. Do you go to foreign countries to visit the living or the dead? And I tend to favor the living. By that I mean, you know, street markets and cafes and things like that. But I have friends who want to go there to see castles and churches and you know, cemeteries and stuff like that. And so it's all good, but it depends what you're interested in.
It's good to know that before you make this trip.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have Jonah in Green Bay that has a piece of advice for all of us. Go ahead, Jonah.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. So, go right ahead.
Yeah, exactly 1 year ago today, I'm pretty sure it's like exactly a year ago, my brother and I traveled to Barbados for his 27th birthday. And it was an amazing trip. We got to be there for 2 weeks. Got to explore a lot of the island. I guess my number one piece of advice would be, if you're for Americans, if you're traveling to another country that speaks English across the board, don't assume that you're still going to understand everything they're saying. This applies to the Caribbean. This applies to like the UK, like other European countries where people speak English. Accents can really trip you up. It tripped me and my brother up, and it was something that we had to get used to. So I would encourage listening to local vlogs of the area that you're going to be traveling, or going on people's Facebook pages and just listening to other just random videos from people who are traveling around the area or live in the area.
Well, that's really good advice, Jonah. Do you agree, Glenn?
Absolutely. I think one thing that people don't necessarily realize if they haven't traveled overseas is that the language lottery is over now, and we won. And if you have somebody who's from Sweden talking to somebody from Italy, the odds are that they're talking in our language. But as your listener just pointed out, that doesn't mean that you can necessarily understand that if that it'll come directly to you. I had an experience on the Isle of Man. The guy had a very thick English accent, which I will probably try to reproduce here, but not successfully. And I was talking to him about Brexit, which was really pretty important at the time. And he's on the Isle of Man. So I said, well, don't you want to be in the European Union? And he said, we don't even want to be in Great Britain.
Okay, I think you need a little work on that, Glenn.
I hope my son's not listening.
I love it. Thank you for trying.
Can I add one more thing?
You certainly can.
As far as I like his point about trying to get familiar with the accent, the language, the rhythm. There is an app for your phone called Radio Garden. And I don't know if you've ever tried this, but it has radio stations from all over the world. And this spring, I went to Cuba. I went to Havana for a few days. And I decided I needed to brush up my Spanish. So I listened to Cuban radio for a couple of weeks. And then I ended up switching to radio in Spain. And the reason is the Cuban Spanish was so fast. I had such a hard time keeping up with it It may have been cheating, but I listened to the. But I put that on your phone. Radio Garden is really fun to listen to radio stations all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I read that in your book, and I thought, wow, I've never heard of that before. But you did mention that a lot of the broadcasts are still in English.
Yeah, that is kind of one of the downsides, particularly if they're programming music. Many of the songs will be in English.
Well, we're talking with Glenn Schmidt. He's the author of the new book, Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. Do you need travel advice? Well, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And you're listening to The Larry Mueller Show. Join us again tomorrow when nationally recognized gardening expert Melinda Myers is back. She's going to help you make that transition from fall to winter, including how to move your plants inside. But right now, we're going to make that transition over to Lee Rayburn as we're talking about the WPR Fall Member Drive. Now, we know the value of your time, so I lost my space here, Lee.
So we're going to make it very easy for you to support us. It just takes a couple of minutes, and you can give any amount to support what you count on every day and everybody else who tunes in as well. Just go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Thanks for taking care of that for me, Lee. I appreciate that. We're all here as a team. And we're looking for 35 people, team members of WPR, to join with a donation this hour. Our goal is important, and it's set to just make sure that WPR has the funding needed to share the news and conversations that you and thousands of others count on every day. So give now, WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And we're here with Glenn Schmidt, our guest this hour, with his new book, Travel Lessons, A Border Collie Cat Person. Quite the description and wonderful stories that you'd only find right here on The Larry Mueller Show. And you make The Larry Mueller Show possible. It's listener-supported along with everything else at WPR. That means when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you make this hour The Larry Mueller Show and many, many more possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take just a few minutes and make your gift now.
And a great way to support WPR is becoming a sustaining member. Now, as a sustainer, you'll make ongoing monthly donations right from your bank account or your credit card.
Happens every month. You don't even have to think about it. It is painless and it is supporting the Wisconsin Public Radio. So become a sustainer right now. Don't wait. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Capture your next brilliant idea or weekly grocery lists in the new WPR Letterpress Notebooks. With your gift of $12 a month or more, you'll receive two unlined journals with a Wisconsin-inspired cover. Whether you use it for daily journaling, lists, or doodles, you'll have a stylish place to keep your notes. Support WPR and ask for your two-pack of WPR journals. Here's how.
All you need to do is go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Jill Nadeau, and I'm here with Lee Rayburn. You know, your support during this fall member drive makes that the news, the conversations, the entertainment that you enjoy on WPR possible. So your gift of $10 or $20 a month or whatever you choose is the right amount.
And let me take this moment to thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being there for us. And thank you for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. And you may have already given a donation this year. You may already be a sustaining member. And we got to thank you again for all of that. But we also have to ask you to consider making an extra gift of, say, $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Join in this drive. And again, thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
Now think about it. What do you spend $10 on? Lee, what do you spend $10 on?
Well, I think that was a lot of coffee, but maybe not $10 worth.
I hope not. Although these days, that's probably only two cups, right?
Oh, you're right.
I mean, you can spend $10 on food, maybe at that cafe or getting the coffee too. But books, games, apps on your phones, for heaven's sakes. You know, these are all things that make your day better. And just like with Wisconsin Public Radio, that makes you better too. So all we need is a gift of $10 a month, and you can make a difference in for the public service that you rely on.
When you support WPR, you're joining a community, a team, with the teamwork that we all count on. And it's tens of thousands of us that make it possible each and every day, and we all have a role to play. So join in now. Give $10 a month, or whatever amount's right for you. You know what to do. WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And ask for your set of two WPR notebooks. When you give $12 a month or more, they're online journals, or as I used to call them, a diary, are handmade in the U.S., and they're from recycled paper. And they're perfect for your notes, your thoughts, your lists. Ask for your WPR journals now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And let me just say it again, because we can never say it enough. Thank you. If you're a sustaining member, thank you. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month. Whatever you choose, Thank you. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Michael in Plover says, I've been listening for over 40 years. Well, go you. When people ask me how I know something, I just say WPR.
You bet. Join Michael and the entire team. Get with us today with your gift right now. It's crucial. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and thank you.
Thank you so much. Right now, we're talking to Glenn Schmidt. He's the author of the new book, Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. And we've got Paul in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, who has a question. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Glenn. Paul Mueller, Minnesota, calling from your union days. I did have the privilege of traveling with you to Porto Alegre, Brazil, and Argentina, and I just want to offer a testimony to the fact that you rock. You're the best. But I do have a question as far as looking at going to Iceland. Want to know if you got any feedback on that. And then also, with specific particulars, I'm trying to judge the difference between a cruise to a place like Iceland versus a land tour. And I don't know if you have any expertise in that at all or favor one versus another, but I'd be interested in just hearing your thoughts on that. So, again, okay. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Paul. Glenn?
Paul, it's good to hear from you again. That was really an outstanding trip that we took to South America. It was going to an education international meeting for the international union that were of teachers that we were mm-hmm. talking about. Iceland, my experience with Iceland, Paul, I hate to say this, but I was actually going through Iceland, and I had a friend who was going to get on the plane in Iceland, and he broke his arm and his leg. And he had to be med-flighted back to the United States at a cost of about $70,000. Yeah, and it was a fairly traumatic thing for him. But I have not toured Iceland yet. As far as cruising around there, you know, cruising in that area is really getting to be. Going up around the Scandinavian countries and Britain. And the other day, for the first time, I saw one that just completely circumnavigated the British Islands. And so they are really building a lot of new cruise ships there. And I wouldn't be afraid to try that out because, even Rick Steves now has a book that is about cruising. And he said, The one thing that you really can't, that you have to think about is that it solves some of the problems that you might have otherwise. And I think his example is something like, if you're in Naples and you want to visit the island of Santorini, it'll probably take you 2 days to get there. Probably you're on a couple of different ships and maybe a couple trains, and finally you get there. Whereas if you're on a cruise ship, you just go to bed and you wake up there. There are a lot of advantages, I think, to cruise ships. There is a chapter in my book called Hydrology. Now, this is kind of strange because being a teacher, I have named all of my chapters after basically my workplace. They're history and psychology and geography and physical education. And I got to the, you know, where I wanted to put the cruises, and I don't have a name for that. We don't really teach that in school. So it's called Hydrology. Paul, I highly recommend you read that chapter.
Mm-hmm. 'Cause you did. You have some really good information about the different kinds of boats that you can take.
Can I talk about that?
Absolutely.
If you're going, let's say Europe, and about half the book is about Europe, but let's say you're going to Europe, and you got basically two choices that you're aware of. One is taking the riverboat cruise, a Viking cruise, say, which I did last summer. Another choice is you get on Royal Caribbean. You get on a big ship, and you got, you know, about 3,000 people on it, and you're mainly in the Mediterranean or, you know, maybe in northern waters. But there is a third alternative, and that is renting your own canal boat. Now, these, you have to go to the site called LeBoat, LeBoat. And we've done this 3 times now. You have to have a friend or relative who likes boats. Because you got a 50-foot boat mm-hmm. with 4 bedrooms on it, and you see usually France at the right speed, 6 miles an hour. And there's next to these old canals, and they're like 300 years old, there's always a towpath. And what they've done with these towpaths is they've turned them into picnic areas, bike trails, walking paths. And I even remember one time we had a couple of bikes on the boat with us. And so what we did was we decided we would ride ahead to the next town and then report when the boat got there, because you got to go through a lot of locks. And we're trying to get on the boat and or get on the bikes, and it was Peggy and I, and I look around, and Peggy's having trouble. And this young Frenchman comes over to her, and he says to her, "It works better if you do it like this." And he turns her handlebars around. And I said to him, "She didn't do well in the Tour de France."
She was going backwards. I read that in the book, and And I just have to say, you have a lot of these lovely little anecdotes of when you travel, and so that makes it a little bit more exciting to read.
Well, and let me talk money here too, because for the price of renting that one 8-person boat, you can do it for about $4,500, maybe $5,000. That will get you a week on a Viking cruise for one person. And here you can do it for 8 people. But again, if I had to drive the boat myself, I'd be too nervous about it, because it's they're turning over $500,000 boat to you, and then they give you 30 minutes of training. It's like, okay, right.
That's enough, right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks so much for the call. Barb in Madison, you're next. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Barb.
Hi. I am calling because I had a son who loved to travel, and he was in Thailand and suffered a 50% third-degree body burn. Oof. And what I learned from that, because he had health insurance with Cigna, and I had bought evacuation and repatriation riders because I knew he liked to be out in the Wi-Fi and, the grid kind of like this. And so I've learned now when I go, I buy air evacuation membership. It's not considered insurance. And that's what will get you home. At the time I had called, I probably called 50 different air ambulance companies, and it was about $250,000 to air flight him from Thailand back to Madison.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, thank you, Barb. Glenn, you just talked about your friend in Iceland.
Yeah.
And you do have some suggestions for that, don't you?
I do. I've got there's a chapter on that. For my wife and me, I have a year-round policy from Allianz. And you go in and you select what it is that you want from them. And I do exactly what the caller said. I am looking mainly for how much are you going to provide for evacuation of my broken body if it needs to be, shipped somewhere. And usually I've been looking in the $500,000 to $1 million category, but she's going to make me rethink that if it could be even more than that. If you are just going on like one trip, one cruise or one tour or something, I recommend people go to squaremouth.com. And if you go to Squaremouth, they're kind of a consolidator, and you tell them where you're going and what you need, and they'll offer you, a dozen or a half dozen different companies, and then you kind of drill down and select what it is that you think you need.
And what about when we buy our tickets and they ask you for insurance? Should we bother? I mean, I've heard so many horror stories about people thinking they were insured and they weren't.
I don't do it that way.
Okay.
I'd rather select what it is that's in the policy rather than finding out after I bought the policy what's in it.
Mm-hmm. So your policy covers you for a full year. Are there options for just single trips?
On Allianz, yeah.
Okay.
You can do that. But at that point, they just become one of many. And then you look at, if you go to Squaremouth, and Allianz will be on there, too.
Okay.
So that's mm-hmm. another choice.
Now, you take a lot of trips. How often do you travel?
Well, I keep reinventing myself. And my most recent actual employment was I spent 9 years as an editor of a labor newspaper, and which really kind of pumped up the whole writing aspect of my life, but that allowed me to do travel in that amount of time, too. Mm-hmm. And since when you retire, you know, if you get to retire fairly young, those are really your prime travel years, because you have the three things that you need, hopefully, at that point in time, that you've got time then. You probably have some interest in it, and hopefully you have your health at that point in time. And that's something you should not take for granted, because there are many people that I know, maybe they're okay traveling, but they have a spouse or children, grandchildren that they have to take care of, or other responsibilities. So if everything is lined up for you, go now. Because the future is not guaranteed.
Mm-hmm, that's so true. What draws you to a place?
Well, that's interesting. There's, first of all, I guess, let me tell you probably my favorite place as far as the prettiest place I've ever been. That's Lake Como in Italy. And I think it's just a beautiful combination of the landscape and what people have done with the landscape. So what I've done for this coming year is I came up with about seven different places, they were actually all in Europe, that I thought would be really good to go to. And I surveyed the regulars that I travel with. And I actually took data. And I said, okay, you need to rank these from 1 to 7. And they ended up selecting Lake Maggiore. Now, do you know where Lake Maggiore is?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's right next to Lake Como.
Oh.
All right? So I'm good with Lake Maggiore. And so I've been doing some research on it, and it really does seem like a beautiful location with a lot of interesting things that you can do there.
We are talking to Glenn Schmidt. He's the author of the new book, Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. If you've got some questions for him, or maybe you have a piece of advice you'd like to share, give us a call, 800-642-1234, or you can send an email to talk@wpr.org. And this is the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Jill Nagel. I'm looking ahead to Monday. Mike Bino, editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, will be back to give us a sneak peek of the next edition. But first, we're going to get a sneak peek of the WPR Fall Membership Drive. And I'm here with Lee Rayburn to remind you that the largest source of funding for WPR programming is from listeners like you. This drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year, especially this show. Take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Larry Mueller Show listeners, it is time to step up, because we've got a goal and we've got to get it this hour with your support. We'll get there. We got 35 people to join this hour, and when we do, we'll be on track to fund WPR News. So make your contribution now. Any amount will do. WPR.org. 888-202-2552.
You know, in a single month, there are hundreds of discussions on Wisconsin Public Radio. There's so much to learn, so many interesting people to meet and topics to discover. That's one of the reasons why I have always been, well, mostly always, I didn't grow up in Wisconsin, but when I got here, I became a WPR fan. It's so wonderful to hear all this information, because I'm sure that you, like a lot of us, are lifelong learners. And when you support WPR with a donation, you make all of those conversations possible. Take that simple, powerful step right now when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I mean, when do you actually get more than you pay for?
Not very often.
I'm still thinking here. That's all I can come up with. WPR
too.
Is the one place where that rings true each and every day. So consider a gift of just a couple of bucks a day to support the radio programs that we all love.
And you can't buy much for $2,
nope.
But at Wisconsin Public Radio, $2 a day actually means a lot of news, a lot of information, just a lot of great radio. What that works out to $60 a month, and you can make that gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I became a sustaining member because I listened to WPR throughout the day. It's in my car, it's in my home. I know that there is always a topic of interest that I'll enjoy hearing. I like being a sustainer because I'm listening to Wisconsin Public Radio all the time anyway, and I would rather not have to worry about responding and making an extra phone call or sending in the envelope that gets mailed to me. I just like knowing that my money is there and will be supporting Wisconsin Public Radio for years to come. I would say become a sustaining member because it's so very easy. Do it today, you'll be glad that you did. I'm Nancy from New Berlin, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
You can give by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Jill Nadeau. I'm here with Lee Rayburn, and we're asking you to support the quality program that you value on WPR with your gift just right now during our fall member drive. And your contribution of $10 a month, or maybe it's $100 a month, it's whatever you choose, makes a difference to our entire community.
So if you've never given to WPR before, here's what you can expect. It is super easy, it is super fast, and it feels great. I know this because I've done it.
That's so right.
You answer some basic questions, name, address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay.
And you know what? That's it.
That's it.
That's it. There's no more. But is there anything like that feeling when you're listening and you've already pledged?
Not only are you giving, you're giving it away.
That's right.
This is for you.
Right.
I got
That's
this for
you. Thank you, Lee.
You're
I appreciate
welcome.
That. Make that first donation to WPR, and you'll feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR happen. You know, many first-time donors give $10 a month or $120. The amount is totally up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And this fall member drive, we've got something unique. I don't think I've seen these before.
Nope,
these
new
WPR notebooks. Mm-hmm. They are beautiful. Letterpress online journals from recycled paper, and they are yours when you give $12 a month or more now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now is a great time to become a sustaining member. It's easy to set up, convenient, ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or credit card. Get started at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Brennan in Madison says, thank you for providing wonderful programs and a trustworthy news source.
Well, thank you, Brennan. Mm-hmm. Why don't you join Brennan with your gift now? It's powerful and really makes a difference. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. And thank you to Glenn Schmidt, who's here today to talk about travel. Glenn, we've got an email from Man. They have traveled a bit to Africa countries and would like to travel more. Whenever they are in a new country, they like to learn the basic phrases in the local language, such as, what's your name, where's the hospital, help me, or I want help, etc. How important is learning a bit of local languages while traveling?
Here's what I really like, the PIMSLR program. And I'm not sure if it's available in African languages, but I've got the German, French, and Spanish edition of PIMSLR, so for me, I do like the same thing. I like to know some phrases of every place that I go, and I remember I went to Japan for several weeks on a Fulbright, and I did what a teacher would do. I made flashcards. I had 100 flashcards, and with words that I thought I was going to use. And I remember my last day in Tokyo, I thought, I'm going to try to go to one of those noodle shops at the rail station, and I'm going to go by myself where there's no help here. And anyway, what you have to do is you have to go to a vending machine, and there are pictures of things. So you put some yen or credit card in the vending machine, and then you push the button for the picture, and out pops a ticket. All right. Then you walk in the noodle shop, and you hand the ticket to somebody, you know, who can give you some food. And so I did, and the woman said, udon o soba. Well, udon and soba, those are different types of noodles, right? They were two of the words on my list of 100. And I went, soba. And then I went and slurped my noodles standing up as everybody else was doing.
That's great. Yeah. And you have a an app that you recommend, right? If you travel, the Google Translate, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Google Translate is a very powerful thing, and they keep adding things every year. But at the very least, what you need to do is learn to use it for menus. And what you can do now is just look at any menu, and you can hover your phone, you know, open Google Translate, hover your phone over the menu, and out pops a translation on your phone in English. So, you know, where you thought in the past you might be ordering chicken, but it was actually chicken gizzards, now you know that, mm-hmm. you know, it's gizzards.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a caller, David in Verona, who has a question. Go ahead, David.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. So I have, I like to travel. I'm a recently retired person who's in good health, but I have concerns about, I guess, ethical things. Global warming is a big problem, and traveling all over the country or all over the world causes a lot of greenhouse gas emissions and is potentially dangerous for the planet. That's one concern. The other is I've heard that many communities, especially in Europe, are complaining about too many tourists coming to their community and taking up all the resources. They're using all the available housing and eating all the food, and that's a concern. And they've actually tried to ban tourists in places like Spain and Portugal.
I've heard some of those things too, Glenn. What do you think?
I totally agree. First of all, I think you have to be careful about your global footprint. And it's the getting over there that's the toughest, because if you're in an airplane, you're burning fuel. There's no doubt about it. But once you're over there, the kind of travel that you do is very often much, much less harmful to the environment. You're on a train or you're on a communal bus than the typical kind of travel that we do here. Your caller is absolutely right that some places are getting over-touristed. The poster child for this is probably Venice. And they're now actually charging tourists, if you're not spending the night there, in other words, if you're a cruise passenger, if you're not spending the night, they're going to charge you like, I don't know, 10 or 15 bucks or whatever it is per day just to come into Venice. So they kick the cruise ships out entirely. But you know how well that worked? They just dock about 20 miles away, and then they bus the tourists into Venice. So it's still a problem, and in my book, I really recommend that you go, you know, fine, you can spend a day in Venice, but I recommend that you avoid the crowds. I don't typically spend a lot of time in crowds, mm-hmm. and I will find places, like we were in Croatia this summer, and we spent most of our time in Istria, in the town of Pula, where we had rented a place. Mm-hmm. And it was just a beautiful. Croatia is just kind of getting on the map for Americans. And in fact, our group kept getting mistaken for Germans, which is, you know, sometimes problematic. I mean, my name is Schmidt, so there.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, there is that. We ended up going to a restaurant. And they kept sending the German waiter over to our table because I had made the reservations under the name Schmidt.
Sure.
And it turned out the waiter's name was Schmidt, too. But we did finally convince them, no, you better talk English because we weren't too good on the German thing.
For sure. Thank you, David. We really appreciate your insights there. We got an email from Lynn. Their family is planning a trip to Opole, Poland. O-P-O-L-E. This is a trip to visit their ancestral roots. Have you ever traveled to Poland, and do you have any tips or suggestions to help them navigate through the language barrier? Should they hire a guide when they get there? Should they book through a travel agent? Any suggestions or advice would be appreciated.
You know what? I love travel agents. Unfortunately, in this country, since 2000, we've lost about 50% of them. So it's getting harder and harder to find a travel agent. For a place like Poland, I haven't been there yet, so let me put that out there. But getting around there, while you could get a tour of some type, I think you can probably handle going there. And if you're going to get around, there's a you can go on the train line. And if you're going from one place to another, from, you know, Krakow to, you know, Gdansk or wherever, the train line is a very good source in English for you to book trains. And they will not be very expensive going through there. So I wouldn't be afraid to take it on myself. It depends what your comfort level is. As far as not knowing the language, you're usually only one young person away from being able to speak English to somebody. That literally, they'll bring somebody over to your table and they'll say, you know, can you talk to them?
And most places are very accommodating that way, aren't they?
Oh, very much so, mm-hmm. Especially if you get out of France, which is honestly my favorite country. But, you know, the French, even if I use French, the French don't want to talk to me in French. I'm not good enough at it.
Do they appreciate the fact that you try? I've heard that that is the case, but...
I've heard that, too.
Okay, well, we know that answer. So in the last minute or so that we have left, Glenn, tell us what people can find in your book. There's lots of info there.
I tried... It's called Travel Lessons for a Reason. There are lessons that I have learned and lessons that I'm trying to teach. Remember, basically, I am a teacher. And often you'll find them in the same article. But if you read it in sequence, you'll find, well, it starts with me as a dog, as it is.
Border collie.
As a border collie. As you get more and more toward the end, it's about you, the reader, and how you can take the lessons that I've learned and apply them to your travels. Mm-hmm. So, you know, all you got to do is go on Amazon.com and put in travel lessons, and you'll find that book.
And the last, is it like two chapters, I think it is, really gives you some specific advice on different aspects of your trip.
Right, because while there's more information now out there than ever before, what do you trust?
Right.
And so I just put in there the places that I go that I trust, and hopefully you'll benefit from them,
okay.
Too.
Okay. Well, we trust you, Glenn, to give us the best information. So thank you for stopping by. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Glenn Schmidt. He's the author of the travel book Travel Lessons, Your Personal Guide to Better Travel. And it's a nifty little paperback. You can actually put it in your suitcase if you want to. So thank you for that, Glenn. And we've got a nifty person coming into the studio right now, and that's Lee Rayburn.
Wow.
You're the niftiest guy I know.
Good to know.
He's here to help us with the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive, because we're here today to raise the money that pays for the programs that you enjoy, like the programs like this one, which I just got a lot out of. So it's worth my money every month. Support from people like you is the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, and that's why your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We're just a few people away from reaching our goal of getting 35 people to join us this hour, and you could get us there with your support of WPR News. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-powered. That means you power us, and your donation right now will make the difference. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
And we just talked about travel, which so many of us really, really enjoy. Or even if you don't want to travel yourself, it's always fun to listen to it and learn about it. So that's what you get when you listen to WPR. And of course, we're listener supported. And that means that when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many more hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And don't forget to ask for your set of two WPR notebooks when you give $12 a month or more. Your donation is going to support the WPR programs you value, and you'll also receive the sweet set of one-of-a-kind journals, doodles, notes, lists. These online notebooks will be an attractive and handy item in your day, and they will tell everybody that you support WPR. Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
I've just learned a lot by listening to public radio. I feel like I can use it. It's something I can use in my life and learn more or do something different or think differently. It kind of runs in my family. My mom listens to public radio. My dad listens to public radio. My brother listens to public radio, although I think he's unlucky because he lives in New York and we have the best public radio here. I've traveled around the country and this is the best. I'm Katie Simonson from Burlington. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news and information.
And you can go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation this fall member drive. I'm Jill Nadeau, and Lee Rayburn is with us. Join in your gift with your gift right now because WPR's essential service is available to you and your community thanks to your support.
Susan in Chippewa Falls says, my parents supported our local public radio station and I have continued to do so myself. I count on WPR for balanced and in-depth news.
Well, thank you very much, Susan. And why don't you join her with your gift right now? It's so important at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Thank you so much.